Weather conditions in the Midwest are likely to deteriorate somewhat as we move through the night tonight and especially Thursday into Saturday. During that time period, we'll likely see some shower and thunderstorm activity beginning to occur almost all of the day. Today will be fine, though. We don't expect to see much precipitation occurring across the Midwest, and we'll look for temperatures to continue to be a bit on the mild side. Yesterday afternoon, we saw a lot of highs in the 60s and 70s across the Midwest. There were still locations in the upper portions of the region and in the Great Lakes region in particular that saw some upper 50 degree readings. The majority of this cold continues to be part of an upper level low pressure center that's going to be slow and abating, but it is going to disappear as we move forward through the next several days, and a gradual warming trend will take place. Some of the reason for the rain that's going to evolve from Thursday into Saturday will be the result of that warmer air overriding into the cooler air mass, and we'll see some thunderstorms of significance occurring in several locations. The majority of that precipitation will occur from portions of eastern Nebraska and maybe southeastern South Dakota into parts of southern Michigan, maybe northern portions of Indiana and some immediate neighboring areas to the south. The precipitation will be heaviest though from parts of Iowa into southern Wisconsin, maybe northern Illinois. In that area we could see some 1 to 2 inch amounts and perhaps even more than 2 inches in a few locations. The heavier rains may come with a little bit of hail and some damaging wind as well. And the rainfall in the rest of the region will be more light and probably won't have a huge long-lasting impact on the region. Today's forecast does continue to promote a limited amount of moisture in the southernmost portions of the Midwest. Coming out of Missouri and headed over to Ohio, there will be some shower activity infrequently in this corridor, but we're not expecting the resulting rainfall to be very impressive. And because of that, we'll end up with net drying conditions still occurring as we move out over this next 7 to 10 day period. Now, Tropical Storm Erica could still have some influence on the U.S. weather, where the latest model data is suggesting the system may come up into Florida and produce a lot of heavy rainfall there. However, there does not seem to be much reason for bringing moisture from the storm into the Midwest. Parts of the interior southeastern states could end up being impacted by the system, but I don't think it would be much further to the north than that. And as time moves on, next week, and when the tropical cyclone finally impacts Florida and then moves on to the northeast, we'll see the weather pattern across the Midwest easing up a little bit, and the blocking ridge of high pressure that'll be present this weekend into next week will begin to abate, and there will be an opportunity for some cooler air to come into the Midwest from the northwest out of Canada into the heart of the region. And as that evolves, we'll likely see more shower and thunderstorm activity possible. So the dryness across the Midwest is still not expected to become a festering event that would last for a long period of time. Certainly the topsoil will firm up enough over this next 7 day period that crops will become more dependent on subsoil moisture, but the reserves in the subsoil are still more than sufficient to carry on normal crop development, even though our afternoon highs will get into the 80s and lower 90s during the warmer period coming up here late in the weekend and next week. Until that occurs, the high temperatures these next few days will be mostly 60s and 70s north and 70s and 80s in the south, and we'll look for lows at night, still 50s and 60s, but eventually we'll see that change to 60s and perhaps some lower 70s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.